question about the copper. It is true that the aquatic life criteria for copper is more stringent than the drinking water standard for copper. That's because fish are more sensitive to copper than people are. And as far as them taking on drinking water in a town and discharging it overboard, they're really missing the point, or trying to get the public to miss the point. And that is that what we've done in this permit, and I think it's really a landmark decision, and it's a real sign of progress, is that rather than give a discharger who is exceeding the standards a mixing zone and essentially legalizing their discharge that is over the limits for the water quality standards, we're saying this discharge is still illegal, but we're going to give you a couple of years to get into compliance with it. And what that means is it's going to drive the technology forward. We're going to be requiring the cruise industry to help us develop better technology so that in 2 years they can meet the standards for copper and the rest of the metals, and at the same time, those technologies will then be available to other dischargers, to other polluters, which is going to help us clean up waters all over the state from both industrial sources and municipal sources. And in this case, we have a lot of waste coming in from a million people coming from out of the state, coming into our waters. It's waste that we wouldn't have here otherwise. And I think it's legitimate to say, okay, you want to come here and you want to make money coming into our area. Well, one of the costs of doing business here is that you're going to help us all improve. The fact is that without the incentive of having to meet the standards, no new technologies are ever developed, because it's cheaper for the polluter to just get a mixing zone and keep doing what they're doing. So this is a very positive development for the state, and it's actually setting a precedent that is being heard all over the country.